everyone, and welcome back to UrduPod101.com. This is Intermediate Season 1, Lesson 1, Pakistani Job Interview. Dana here.
Assalamu alaikum. I'm Hamza.
In this lesson, you'll learn about describing your interests and goals. The conversation takes place in the city office of a company.
It's between Hamza and Ali.
The speakers are employer and job applicant. Therefore, they will speak formal Urdu. Okay, let's listen to the conversation.
शुरू करते हैं अपना तारुफ करवाएं
बिल्कुल मेरा नाम अली है मैं लाहौर का रहायशी हूं मैंने हाल ही में अपने कॉलेज की तालीम मुकम्मल की है और मुझे होटल की सर्विस और इंतजाम में काम करना पसंद है गुज़िश्ता एक साल से मैं सर्विस के अमले के तौर पर एक आलीशान ब्रांड की दुकान में पार्ट टाइम काम कर रहा हूं लिहाजा मुझे कस्टमर सर्विस की एक अच्छी समझ है
बहुत अच्छा आपने कॉलेज में क्या पढ़ा है
अंग्रेजी अदब
ठीक है और ऐसा क्यों है कि आप खास तौर पर हमारे रेस्टोरेंट में शामिल होना चाहते हैं
ना सिर्फ आपका रेस्टोरेंट सबसे ज्यादा मशहूर और मारूफ रेस्टोरेंटों में से एक है इसकी एक तवील कामयाब तारीख भी है ये भी जाना जाता है कि आप अपने मुलाजमीन की अच्छी देखभाल करते हैं नए आने वालों की अच्छी तरबियत करते हैं और अगर वो मेहनत करें तो उनको आगे बढ़ने के मौके देते हैं मैं सीखने और आगे बढ़ने में दिलचस्पी रखता हूँ
बहुत अच्छा हम यकीनी तौर पर अपने नौजवान अमले को तरबियत देना पसंद करते हैं और तवक्को करते हैं कि वो अपना काम अच्छे तरीके से करने में लग जाएं।
Listen to the conversation with the English translation.
शुरू करते हैं अपना तारुफ करवाएं
To start, please describe yourself.
बिल्कुल मेरा नाम अली है मैं लाहौर का रहायशी हूँ
Sure, my name is Ali. I'm a resident of Lahore.
मैंने हाल ही में अपने कॉलेज की तालीम मुकम्मल की है और मुझे होटल की सर्विस और इंतजाम में काम करना पसंद है
I have recently completed my college studies and I like working in hotel service and management.
गुज़िश्ता एक साल से मैं सर्विस के अमले के तौर पर एक आलीशान ब्रांड की दुकान में पार्ट टाइम काम कर रहा हूँ लिहाजा मुझे कस्टमर सर्विस की एक अच्छी समझ है
For the last year, I have been working part-time at a luxury brand store as service staff, so I have a good understanding of customer service.
बहुत अच्छा. आपने कॉलेज में क्या पढ़ा है?
Good. What did you study at college?
अंग्रेजी अदब.
English literature.
ठीक है. और ऐसा क्यों है कि आप खास तौर पर हमारे रेस्टोरेंट में शामिल होना चाहते हैं?
Okay. And why is it that you want to join our restaurant particularly?
Na sirf aapka restaurant sabse zyada mashhoor aur maroof restauranton mein se ek hai, iski ek taweel kamyab tareekh bhi hai.
Not only is your restaurant one of the most famous and reputed, but it also has a long successful history.
Ye bhi jana jata hai ki aap apne mulazmeen ki achhi dekhbhal karte hain, naye aane walon ki achhi tarbiyat karte hain. और अगर वो मेहनत करें तो उनको आगे बढ़ने के मौके देते हैं
It's also known that you take good care of your employees, train new entrants well, and allow them opportunities to advance if they work hard.
मैं सीखने और आगे बढ़ने में दिलचस्पी रखता हूँ
I'm interested in learning and moving forward.
बहुत अच्छा हम यकीनी तौर पर अपने नौजवान अमले को तरबियत देना पसंद करते हैं और तवक्को करते हैं कि वो अपना काम अच्छे तरीके से करने में लग जाएं।
Good. We definitely like to train our young staff and expect them to be dedicated to doing their work well. In his self-introduction, Ali was quick to talk about his education history.
Yes, I think that's an important thing to cover when you are in a job interview.
I think so too. What can you tell us about higher education in Pakistan?
Well, it was modeled after the British system. And it still follows that to this day. However, even though there are universities and colleges within universities, people in Pakistan mainly refer to all post-secondary education as college.
How long do people study at college for?
Bachelor studies generally last for 4 years.
And high schools are quite important for college studies?
That's right. In high school, students start specializing in different fields, and in the 10th grade, students choose a particular field, such as the arts, commerce, or science, and they study only subjects related to that.
Can they change their field later if they change their mind?
It's pretty difficult to do. If you study history, for example, you wouldn't be able to switch to pre-medical studies in university.
You have to choose wisely then.
That's right.
Okay, now on to the vocab. Let's take a look at the vocabulary from this lesson. The first word is...
Taaruf.
Introduction.
Taaruf. Taaruf.
Next we have...
Rehaishi.
Resident.
Rehaishi. Rehaishi.
Next we have...
Pasand karna.
Like.
Pasand karna. Pasand karna.
Next we have...
Guzishta.
Last.
Guzishta. Guzishta.
Next we have...
Padna.
Study.
Padna. Padna.
Next we have...
Adab.
Literature.
Adab. Adab.
Next we have...
Khaas taur par.
Particularly, specially.
Khaas taur par. Khaas taur par.
Next we have...
Tariq.
History, date.
Tariq. Tariq.
Next we have...
Dekhbal.
Care.
Dekhbal. Dekhbal.
And last...
Aage badhna.
Move forward.
Aage badhna. Aage badhna.
Let's have a closer look at the usage of some of the words and phrases from this lesson. The first phrase is...
Taaruf karwaein.
Meaning, please introduce.
This phrase has two important words. Taaruf, meaning introduction, and karwaein, meaning please do.
It is usually used in formal meetings, interviews, and on the eve of meeting new people. However, you can also use it in informal situations as well.
Karwaein is key to making the phrase polite, and it can be used for both men and women.
Can you give us an example using the whole phrase?
Sure. For example, you can say, apna taaruf karwaein.
Which means, please introduce yourself. Okay, what's the next phrase?
Achhi samajh hona.
Meaning, have good understanding.
This phrase is made up of achhi, which means good, and is used for feminine things. And samajh hona, which means to come to an understanding, to understand.
You can use this phrase when you are admitting that you have good knowledge about a certain topic or concept, or when you want to praise someone for their extensive knowledge of a particular thing.
You can also use it to mean that someone is wise.
Can you give us an example using this phrase?
Sure. For example, you can say, Is nokri ke liye aapko maashiyat ki achhi samajh hona zaruri hai.
Which means, for this job, you need a good understanding of economics. Okay, what's the next word?
Dilchaspi rakhna.
Meaning interested.
This verb is used to express interest in something as well as personal interests, such as hobby, and professional interests, such as a liking for research.
Can you give us an example using this word?
Sure. For example, you can say, Main art mein dilchaspi rakhta hoon.
Which means, I have an interest in art. Okay, now on to the lesson focus. In this lesson, you'll learn about describing your interests and goals. We'll also see passive and active voice.
Active and passive voice are important things to know.
Yes, so let's start by looking at the passive voice.
This is often used to talk about things that we like and dislike.
How do we say, I like doing blank?
Mujhe verb na pasand hai.
So, I like singing would be...
Mujhe gana pasand hai.
Or literally, singing is appealing to me.
This is passive because the pronoun me, mujhe, is the subject and not the object of the sentence.
How do we make an active voice sentence that means the same?
Main gana pasand karta hoon.
This is active and the main verb is not actually sing. It is to do.
Yes, karta hoon from karna to do. We use this active sentence mainly in formal Urdu. We can also use it to talk about your work and skills.
How do we make sentences in the present continuous?
If we are talking about a verb, like with singing, it has to be in the infinitive form. If it is a noun, it must be paired with a transitive verb such as karna, to do.
Can you give us a couple of examples of verbs?
The verb for to read would be padhna and to build is banana.
How about using nouns?
Varzish karna is to do exercise, the same as to exercise. And blog likhna is to write a blog or simply to blog.
Can you give us an example sentence?
Main varzish karna pasand karta hun.
I like to exercise.
There are other words we can use in place of pasand, meaning like, to express our interests or goals. For example, umid, which indicates desire or ambition.
Can you give us an example sentence with that?
Main apni company banane ki umid rakhta hun.
This means, I hope to create my own company, or more literally, I nurse the desire of creating my own company.
Here's another word, irada, which means intention.
Please give us a sample sentence.
Mera irada team ke taluqat ko mazboot banane ka hai.
This means, my intention is to make the team bonding stronger.
Listeners, make sure to check the lesson notes for more examples and additional related vocabulary.
You'll find useful sentence patterns for talking about your interests and goals.
Attention Android, iPhone, iPad, and Kindle Fire users.
Want to learn Urdu on the go with your mobile device?
Then download our free app, Innovative Language 101.
You get all of your favorite Urdu Pod 101 lessons inside this app.
So you can learn anywhere, anytime.
Go to urdupod101.com/ill-app to download Innovative Language 101 for free.
Okay, that's all for this lesson. Thank you for listening, everyone, and we'll see you next time. Bye.
Phir milenge. शुरू करते हैं अपना तारुफ करवाएं।
बिल्कुल, मेरा नाम अली है, मैं लाहौर का रिहायशी हूँ। मैंने हाल ही में अपने कॉलेज की तालीम मुकम्मल की है और मुझे होटल की सर्विस और इंतज़ाम में काम करना पसंद है। गुज़िश्ता एक साल से मैं सर्विस के अमले के तौर पर एक आलीशान ब्रांड की दुकान में पार्ट टाइम काम कर रहा हूँ, लिहाजा मुझे कस्टमर सर्विस की एक अच्छी समझ है।
बहुत अच्छा, आपने कॉलेज में क्या पढ़ा है?
अंग्रेज़ी अदब।
ठीक है, और ऐसा क्यों है कि आप ख़ास तौर पर हमारे रेस्टोरेंट में शामिल होना चाहते हैं?
ना सिर्फ आपका रेस्टोरेंट सबसे ज़्यादा मशहूर और मारूफ रेस्टोरानों में से एक है, इसकी एक तवील कामयाब तारीख भी है। ये भी जाना जाता है कि आप अपने मुलाजमीन की अच्छी देखभाल करते हैं, नए आने वालों की अच्छी तरबियत करते हैं और अगर वो मेहनत करें तो उनको आगे बढ़ने के मौके देते हैं। मैं सीखने और आगे बढ़ने में दिलचस्पी रखता हूँ।
बहुत अच्छा, हम यकीनी तौर पर अपने नौजवान अमले को तरबियत देना पसंद करते हैं और तवक्को करते हैं कि वो अपना काम अच्छे तरीके से करने में लग जाएं।